Now, have they asked you to shut down any of your brands as part of that process? I mean, the whole, you know, gouging duopoly that we have in Australia, they're constantly taking over good supplier brands and just having it select under their own label. Once you get into bed with them and start doing private label with them, I mean, doesn't at some point they just say, well, you know, forget about your branded stuff, just do it all through us? I mean, isn't that the worry with doing that strategy?
I'm not directly involved in the discussions, obviously, and I get Greg and Alistair to comment, but my impression is that that's not what's happening at all, that we've actually had brands delisted. But I think the supermarkets are pretty ruthless, that they look at your sales, and if they don't think the sales reach their minimum threshold, they'll delist you. But that's quite irrespective of their own home brand. My understanding of the approach of the supermarkets is that none of them has a target to wipe out branded products. Obviously, the entry of Aldi has put a slightly different element into the supermarket market. But the supermarkets in general, I think, always contemplate that there will be branded products and their home brands to some extent competing, but appealing to different segments of the market. So as far as I'm aware, we've not come under any predatory pressure of that kind.
Just the only comment I'd make on that. In terms of the branded business, the approach for Pentel is that we run the branded business as really its own business. And we, in the last 12 months, have really separated in practical terms how we run the private label business. The private label business is run from the factory in Shepparton, and the brand business is run down here in Melbourne. So in the categories that we're in, private label is certainly a more difficult business, and particularly in personal wash. Globally, it hasn't been overly successful. Consumers haven't taken up private label in our area of business as they have in some other areas, such as food. We see a space for private label, but we're not feeling overly threatened by it.